So let's review. I'm Rav Yehuda. Kohen Gadol be'amona lo kishtayim. If a Kohen Gadol married an amona with both Kedushin and a partial Bia, he receives two malchus, one for the Kedushin, in which he transgressed the Isur lo'ikach, and one for the Bia, in which he transgressed the Isur lo'ichal by causing the amona to become a halala. And if Gomar Biyasa, he performed a complete Bia, he receives a third malchus for the Bia, in which he again transgresses the Isur lo'ichal by also causing his children to become halal. Abaye says, Kiddush Loika, if he only performed Kiddushin, but no Bia, he receives Malkus for Lo Yikach. Boav Loika, and if he only performed Bia, but no Kiddushin, he receives Malkus for Lo Yichal, because as Rashi explains, Kochad V'chad Lav Ba'an Pei Nafshe, each Isser is independent of the other. Rabbi disagrees and says, Kiddush Eina Loika, for Kiddushin with no Bia, he does not receive Malkus for Lo Yikach, because Kiddushin Tolu Bebe'ilah. The Isser Kedushin is dependent on Bia, as the Pasuk states together, Lo Yikach V'lo Yichal, Matam Lo Yikach Mishum Lo Yichal. The Kedushin is Usr only if it's followed by Bia. However, Rava does agree that Baal Lo Yikach, for Bia with no Kedushin, he does receive Malkus V'lo Yichal, because as Rashi explains, Be'ila Eina Tala B'Kedushin. The Isser Bia is not dependent on Kedushin, as the Pasuk states, V'lo Yichal Zar Ba'amav V'Habrehu Chilul. He is liable for causing her to become a Halala. The Gemara continues, Umayda Abaya b'machze girushasai, shim kiddush b'lei baal, she'ein aloika. Both Abaya and Rabba agree regarding a Yisrael, who remarried his divorcee, that he receives malchus only if there was both kiddushin and bia. However, for kiddushin with no bia, he does not receive malchus, because kiddushin tolu b'be'ila. As the pasuk specifies, la yuchal ba'ala, lashub l'kachta, liyas le'le'isha, he may not give her kiddushin so that she becomes his wife with bia. So too, baal b'lei kiddush, she'ein aloika. For B with no Kedushin, he does not receive Malkus either because Derech Likuchen Asr Taira. The Isra is only for a marriage, but not for the Bia, as the Pasuk specifies, Layuchal Bala Lekachta. The previous Mishnah mentioned three opinions as to whether a Kohen may marry a Bas Ger, the daughter of a convert. Rabbi Huda holds, Bas Ger Zachar ke Bas Chal Zachar. The daughter of a Ger, even if her mother was a Bas Yisrael, is like the daughter of a Chal, and that they are both Psul Lekuna, disqualified for marrying a kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds Yisrael shenasa geyeris bitik sher lekohuna, v'geyer shenasa bas Yisrael bitik sher lekohuna. If her father was Yisrael while her mother was geyeris, or her father was a ger while her mother was a bas Yisrael, she's eligible to a kohen. Avageyer shenasa geyeris bitik psul lekohuna. If both parents were geyrim, she's psul lekohuna. Echad ger v'echad avad mishachrar mafila ad yudayris ad shetehe imam Yisrael. Person is considered a ger through both parents, even if he was a 10th generation ger or freed servant, unless his mother was a Bas Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi holds, Af ger shenasa geyeris bitik sher lekohuna. Even if both parents were gerim, she's still eligible to a kohen. The Brisa mentions yet a fourth opinion. Shimon ben Yochi says, Ki yeris p'chusa mibashol l'shonu b'yim echad ksher lekohuna. Even the convert herself, if she became a geyeris before she was 3 years old, is eligible to a kohen. As the Gemara explains, v'kulon mikro echadarshu. They all derive their opinions based on a different understanding in the same pasuk in Yechezkel, which states, Almanu ugrushu leikachu lehem lenashim, ki im besuleis mizera beis Yisrael. A kohen hedyot may marry only a woman who is besuleis mizera beis Yisrael. Rabbi Huda holds the pasuk means, kol zera mi Yisrael, as Rashi explains, Iker hakari zera haynu mina'av. She is permitted only if the main source of Zerah, the father, was a Yisrael, Lafuki Bas Ger Zachar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, Mi Zerah v'afila mikta Zerah, as Rashi explains, Afila Zerah kachosh kagoy mina'im. She is permitted even if the minor source of Zerah, the mother, was a Yisrael, Lafuki Bas Ger Shanasa Giyaris, where both are Gerim. Rabbi Yossi holds, the pasuk means, Misha Nizru bi Yisrael. She's permitted even if both parents were Gerim, as long as she was conceived after her parents became Yisrael. Lafuki Geiris, a convert herself. Shimon ben Yochi holds the pasuk means Misha Nizru Besuleho be Yisrael. She's permitted even if she was a Geiris, as long as the Besulim were developed after she became a Yisraelis. Zakta Mishnah, Ha'imer ben Zem Mamzer, Ein Neman. If a father testifies that this son of his is a Mamzer, he was born from a woman who was forbidden to him by an Isser Karas, his testimony is not accepted. And even if both the husband and wife testified that their unborn child is a mamzer, he's not from her husband, their edus is not accepted because, as Rashi explains, karvu etzloi veina kasha lehedalav. They're disqualified for edus because they are relatives of the child. Rabbi Huda disagrees and holds that the father's edus is accepted, as explained in the Braisa, because the pasuk states, ki es abachar ben asnua yakar losalei pishnayim. The father identifies his firstborn son to receive a double portion of his estate. The word yakar teaches yakirenu la'acherim. He shall make him known to others. Mekanam Rabbi Huda, neman adam leim rezeh b'nei b'chayr. A person is believed to identify one of his sons as the firstborn. Okishem she neman adam leim rezeh b'nei b'chayr, kach neman adam leim rezeh ben grusha v'zeh ben chalutza. A father is likewise believed to disqualify one son as a chal. V'chacham leimim einay neman. The father is not believed to say zeh ben grusha v'zeh ben chalutza. He is only believed to say zeh b'nei b'chayr. The pasuk refers to bitzara chekera, a case in which it's unknown which son is the firstborn. And the Gemara explains, the pasuk of Yakir is not needed regarding the assets that the father currently owns, because since the father has the authority now to give these assets to his son as a gift, he's therefore nema now that his son shall inherit these assets as a bechor. Rather, the pasuk is needed regarding the assets that the father acquires later. Because the father cannot make a transaction now to take effect later when he acquires these assets. Therefore, there is no migui. However, according to Reb Meir, who holds one can make a transaction now to take effect later, the pasuk is needed only for nechasim shenafle kishu geisis, the assets the father will acquire while on his deathbed, because as Rashi explains, hayalu b'shosh sheboim la'olam lav bar matanahu. Since he cannot make the transaction of the gift at the time he acquires these assets, because he's a geisis, he cannot make this transaction now either, even according to Reb Meir, and therefore there is no migui.